Ek het vanmiddag die voorreg om te gesels met 'n man wat sê die Here deur sy genade het vir Denwin van der Berg nog 'n kans gegee. En voordat hy die Comrades nou die dag Comrades 25 kaf gedraf het en in sy eie woorde gesê het, daar is lewe na verslawing. And there are so many people who are caught in some or other addiction. And I have the privilege this afternoon to speak to Denwin van der Berg. And he is in Claremont this afternoon in Cape Town. Denwin, good afternoon to you, sir.
Hi, good afternoon, and thank you for having me on the show. And hi to all the listeners out there.
Thank you so much, Denwin. What a privilege to have you on air this afternoon. And firstly, I want to say praise God for your testimony and thank you so much for sharing it with us this afternoon. And that after addiction, there is new life. Tell us the story, Denwin.
Okay, first of all, if I can just start by saying that God is good all the time. That was by my father's favorite words always to utter. And today I'm a firm believer in that, and I always give thanks to God. So basically my story is I was an addict, a drug addict, and an alcoholic for 25 years of my life. It took 25 years of my life. Eventually, you know, it got so out of hand and I got so depressed that I hit rock bottom and I tried to take my own life. God had other plans, and, you know, somebody reached out a hand to help me. I ended up in rehab, and that's where everything changed. And then I decided to change my life around, and today I am 5 years sober. In the 5 years, I basically, overcame my fear of driving, a car license, and bought my first car at the age of 45. I also put myself back into school, and I got my degree cum laude in business administration. And today I am an intern at one of the top financial investment companies in South Africa. Further to that, I also took a liking to running, and last year I completed my first Comrades. The goal of running the Comrades also kept me sober. But over and above all these achievements, one of my most proudest achievements that I have is mending a broken relationship with my dad. And I was able to make my dad proud before he passed away last year. So that's why I think God is good all the time. I'm very lucky to have been given a second chance in life. Somebody, like I said, reached out a hand to help me, so I'm just trying to pay it forward. When I finished the Comrades, a lot of people came up to me and said to me that your story is inspiring. So that's why I decided, you know, I'm not going to stop there, that this year I was going to run, not only to run the Comrades, but I was going to run from Cape Town to Pietermaritzburg and then do the Comrades. This is a journey that took me 36 days. And it was basically a marathon per day for 36 days. And then resting 2 days and then completing the ultimate human race, the 90 kilometers ultra Comrades. The main thing for me was always, you know, when I came out of rehab, I had to go to AA meetings, which was good. And, you know, it gave me a sense of community. But what I didn't like was, you know, you would come, you'd sit in the AA meeting, you would talk about all your experiences and everything, but once you leave the AA meeting, then no one must know about who you are and what you've been through and all of this. So I decided right there and then that I'm not going to hide my light, I'm going to shine my light. Others might be inspired to also overcome their adversities in life. There's so much despair and struggles, especially in our community, and suffering. So I just want to spread a little bit of hope, you know, and that anything is possible if you put your mind to it. And that's basically, yeah, the story.
Isn't that just a graceful, merciful story of life, Denver? And I want to ask you the question. You know, there are so much going on in many, many communities all over the world, not only in South Africa, but all over the world. People addicted to something. And what would your message be, especially to younger people who are addicted to something, whatever it may be?
Look, the thing is, you know, anything can be fixed and it's never too late. There is always hope. The one thing that I always, you know, sort of want to say to the youngsters especially, you know, there's so many lessons to be learned in life, and the best way to actually learn a lesson is by self, like experiencing it, right? But there's so many lessons that some lessons you got to sort of look and learn from other people's mistakes, you know? So if you look at me, for example, 25 years of my life, you know, not that I regret it, but, you know, I could have done so much in that time, you know? I've lost so much, you know? So, you know, take it from me, learn from my mistake, you know? That would probably be for me the biggest thing, and never give up on your dreams, no matter how big or how small, you know?
Denver, never give up on your dreams. What was your dream when you were a teenager?
Look, I didn't have much in the line of dreams. I mean, as a teenager, you know, your perspective and your goals is very, very different, you know. But there was always a longing in my heart to you know, help others, because I find so much value in that, you know. But all my life, basically, I've just been talking about it. And that's why I'm so grateful to God that I got this opportunity now where I can actually be in a position to actually help others, you know. Because for me, it's a big hard. If I, you know, I live my life in abundance, but I see my neighbor next door struggling without anything. You know, it's like I said, there's so much suffering, and there's too little role models in our community, you know. So I just want to sort of stand up and, like I said, shine my light and be a role model. And I'm not going to, it's not going to be the end, you know, after and I've done this massive sort of journey. This is only the beginning. I'm going to strive, and I know through God's guidance, I will continue in this, because there's still a lot of people that a bit of compassion and a bit of, you know, sort of just a little bit of hope. You know?
Yeah. Now, Brendan, how do you plan to take God by the grace He's giving you and the mercy He's giving you the future to be a role model?
How do I plan? So, you know, apparently, I have written a book, you know, on life. I started that when I came out of rehab. So I'm currently just looking for, you know, even an editor or ghostwriter to help me publish the book. And then I want to sort of, you know, do a documentary on my run. And then also, you know, just maybe go out to schools and maybe do sort of like motivational workshops. Yeah. And then I'm also planning in the future to sort of, you know, do something extreme again, like the run from Cape Town to Pietermaritzburg, just to once again raise funds for, you know, charity, and just to, you know, get the message of hope out there. So, yeah, I've still got a lot of thinking and planning to do around it, but it's definitely just the beginning. And like I said, with God's guidance, I'm sure and I trust and I believe that, you know, that we'll get to that point where I can make a difference.
You just talked about the long run. It was about 1,600 kilometers from Cape Town to Pietermaritzburg before you did the Comrades Marathon. Give us a glimpse of that long run from Cape Town to Pietermaritzburg. What was the route and what happened all along the route?
So, you know, you know, so every day I would run from the one town to, and then sleep over and then continue the next morning to the following town. So I had accommodation booked in each town along the route. I went all along the N2, around the coast, the east coast, all the way to Pietermaritzburg. So that was going through the Western Cape, through the Eastern Cape, and into KwaZulu-Natal. And it was amazing. I mean, it was filled with, obviously, challenges. And, I mean, there were days that was really, really tough. But, you know, like, it was basically, you know, a step of faith. You know, I'm not a professional athlete. You know, it's the first time I'd even attempt anything remotely, you know, this big. So I didn't know what the body was going to do. So, you know, I just completely put my trust in God. And I mean, God was so good. Like, you know, the weather was perfect throughout. If you read the news now, there's floods in Mthatha, and you know, just a few days we were running through there, and it's snowing there in Underberg, and also just a few days we were running through there. So, you know, it's amazing if you put your faith in God. You know, God will pass through for you. You know, so yeah, so it was just an amazing experience, and you know, I was just happy to every day sort of wake up and. With that knowledge that, you know, today I'm making an impact and I'm actually standing up and being counted and I'm shining my light, you know. So, no, it was amazing.
Amazing. And then the Comrades 2025 from Pietermaritzburg down to Durban. Did you enjoy?
Yes. No, but that's a tough race, eh? Like, you know, a lot of people said that it was going to be a piece of cake for me because now I've already ran and I have so many kilometers. But it was exactly the opposite because you're supposed to rest at least a month before you run that race because you need to go in there with sort of a fresh leg. My legs were anything but fresh. I had so many kilometers. I mean, I started and it was so nice to actually have people around me because for 36 days I was running by myself. So it was so nice to feel that, you know, atmosphere and have a camaraderie around me. And in the first 20 days, I was flying and I was feeling so good. The adrenaline was pumping and I was actually going at a nice pace. But then I could feel my legs after 20 days, you know, and I started sort of stopping my pace because it became a little bit more difficult. And then I was quickly reminded of, you know, why they call it the ultimate human race, because it'll test you on all levels, you know, physically, mentally, spiritually. And then I had to dig really deep, you know. And then what happened as well was, you know, life always gives you a way out because my knee, I had an injury on my knee. So I thought to myself, you know, I can use this as an excuse just to finish, you know. But then I decided, no, I'm not going to go that way. As a recovering addict, I'm not just here to survive day by day. I'm here to also compete. And Amen. This is a race. And I'm going to race this race. Not race against other people, but, you know, against myself to be better, you know, with every step. And I ran, and I actually beat my previous time by almost an hour. So I'm very proud of myself that I finished strong as well.
Praise the Lord for that, and thank you so much, Denver von der Berg. May the Lord God Almighty just bless you and keep you, and thank you for sharing your testimony with us this afternoon, sir.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.